You're listening to SBS News.
After 48 matches over 15 days of football at the 2018 FIFA World Cup in Russia, 32 hopefuls have now become 16 contenders. Europe has the most representatives in the last 16 with 10 countries, while South America saw 4 of its 5 representatives progress. This is the first time since 1982 not a single African team has survived past the group stage. The Socceroos are out as well, falling at the group stage for the third straight tournament. But Australians can take heart in knowing that 2014 champions Germany also failed to make the cut for the first time since 1938. Germany's elimination came after 1-2 losses to Mexico and South Korea respectively, which bookended a dramatic 2-1 win over Sweden. German coach Joachim Löw says the whole country is still coming to grips with what happened.
For us, this is a huge disappointment. We didn't manage to display our top-class play on the pitch. Why was that? Well, this is something for us to reckon with. We have often been among the best 4 or in the finals. We have to accept this situation for what it is. We have to admit that this is a defeat.
8th-ranked Poland also exited the tournament at the group stage. A number of other heavyweight nations only just managed to sneak into the last 16, most notably Argentina. The Albi Celeste needed a late goal from Marcos Rojo against Nigeria on day 13 to progress from Group D, and the excitement proved almost too much for the SBS Spanish broadcast team. Plenty of goals went in during the group stage, 122 to be exact. France and Denmark played the only scoreless game of the group stage on day 13, which at 37 games marked the longest start to a World Cup without a nil-all draw. Panama's goal against Tunisia on day 15 also ensured the 2018 tournament would be the first ever in which every team scored at least twice. 27 goals, almost a quarter of all scored, were recorded in the last 10 minutes of matches. There were also a record number of penalties given, helped by the introduction at this year's tournament of the video assistant referee. Egypt's 45-year-old goalkeeper, Essam El Hadary, who became the oldest player to ever play at a World Cup, provided a tournament highlight when he saved a penalty against Saudi Arabia. The stadium erupted, and El Hadary was swamped by teammates after his 41st-minute save, recorded by the SBS Arabic 24 team.
حكم الكولومبي يعطي الإشارة المولد يتقدم عيون الحضري على الكرة والكرة تصدي من الحضري الحضري يتصدى للكرة عصام الحضري يتصدى لركلة جزاء فهد المولد.
It was one of the most heartwarming moments of the tournament, except maybe for Saudi fans. Like Egypt, Costa Rica were eliminated at the group stage. They head home from Russia with a solitary point, but do so having enjoyed great support from neutral fans. Coach Oscar Ramirez has thanked those fans for their support.
It was beautiful to see all of them supporting us. It was really wonderful. I don't know why, but somehow Costa Rica is a team that is quite liked when we travel abroad. Maybe it's the way we are, and people like us normally. And our supporters from Costa Rica also felt at home in the stadium, so thank you very much to all those who have supported us.
Only 3 teams won each of their 3 group matches, Croatia, Belgium and Uruguay. The last did so without conceding a single goal. Along with Argentina and Spain, the 3 have become the bookmakers' favourites to win the tournament. The round of 16 begins on Sunday morning, and all remaining matches at this year's World Cup will be broadcast free-to-air and streamed on SBS platforms. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.